souffle. Les moyens, la vie change, Katia. La mort nous chavire. Crie nous marier. Les moyens, fasse nous craser.
Kone moun ki reme literatur yo, moun ki reme lirik chante, poezi, teat, muzik men wè la, roman men on fò. Alo wè, nap met an bouchon, nap met de bouchon, kone moun gosto, bouchon, bouchon, nan wè. Kabet muzik la nan men Tine Salvan. E pi tou sotan de ya ma plage li pou la fini avèk Haiti Bel Neges. E pi mèk bon bouchon pou nan ale e pi nan bon randevou semaine prochaine. Si grâce a WMFO 91.5 FM stéréo. An wè, chak dimanche, de rapè 6h jou plus tard. Malé. Haïti Bel Neges.
Que ya o boyo ma san pelo tayo. Egal men bagay peyan se yon joyo ma recharge ak fayo. Atake bigay. Peyi mil ti kolor mwen pa chanje ou kolor. Men pou diamant. Bon vent nan tout kontre la lin son éclairé en grand pompon Haïti Bel Neges mwen reme ou pase le monde entier n'a kole
Thousand Points of Light 91.5 Medford WMFO welcome to another edition. This is Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And tonight we're doing something really exciting. I just finished watching Pistu, the show on Hulu, having to do with the genesis of the Sex Pistols. Let it be known that Johnny Rotten, John Lydon, had nothing to do with the show. And to be quite honest, I don't think his participation was really needed, especially since it was based on the memoir written by Sex Pistols guitarist Steve Jones. And it was really a story told by him. And so given that, you know, John Lydon's participation, again, not necessary. So it was good. I think it was fun. And it was, you know, with the part when Sid Vicious showed up, things started to kind of get go quickly. The story really sped up at that point. It paid enough attention to Sid and Nancy, but not too much, because that was sort of the a huge part of who they were, really, as a band, is Sid Vicious and all the stuff that he was doing. Drugs and whatnot, getting in fights, cutting himself up with broken glass, all that good stuff. So that is sort of where I'm at here with this, and we're going to play songs from the show. So it's not going to be all Sex Pistols. A lot of the music that was played in the show was, you know, stuff that they used as inspiration, or it was other music that just sort of like fit in well with the show. And so we're not starting off, we'll get to the Sex Pistols obviously very soon, but early influences, of course, David Bowie and Roxy Music. This is Remake Remodel from the Roxy Music first record, 1000 Points of Light, WMFO.
I'm an alligator. I'm a mama papa calling for you. I'm a space invader. I'll be a rock and roller bitch for you. So keep your mouth shut. Are you smoking like a big monkey bear? And I'm busting up my brains for the words. Keep your legs sick out of me, babe. Put your right gun to my head. Bless your spice, spice, spice of my love. A pretty cow in a moonlight sky dream, oh yeah. Don't forget, babe. The Church of Man Love. That's such a holy place to be. But don't fake it, baby. Make me know you really care. Make me jump into the air. Keep your electric eye on me, babe. Put your right gun. Come on.
All right, Alice Cooper, 1,000 points of IWMFO with 18. And prior to that, we had David Bowie's Moon Age Daydream live from the Santa Monica 72 record, The Stooges' No Fun from their self-titled debut, and Roxy Music also from their self-titled debut. That was Remake Remodel. So what we're doing here tonight is we're playing songs from the show Pistol, all about the Sex Pistols, and it was pretty good, I have to say. And each of those songs, either they were performed live or they were in the actual soundtrack or underneath somewhere. Actually, the Alice Cooper song 18 is the song that they showed Johnny Rotten auditioning auditioning with. He was auditioning to be the lead singer of the Sex Pistols, and they asked him to do 18 by Alice Cooper, which he, of course, refused to do. And then eventually he came around to doing it because Malcolm McLaren, the band's manager, had selected Johnny Rotten from, I guess he was in the store, and the sex shop in London. And he said he would be a good lead singer. And so he asked him to come in for an audition because Steve Jones, who was the lead singer before, was not cutting it. He couldn't. He was having panic attacks on stage. Can't have that. So they asked him to step down and learn guitar. And then Johnny Rotten came in and did an audition to be the lead singer. And he used 18, but he made up the words because he didn't like the song and wouldn't sing the words. So he made up his own words, kind of improv'd it. It was kind of funny. We're assuming all this is relatively true. Who knows? And then the other stuff, yeah, of course, the Stooges. You know, when Steve Jones was learning guitar, all he could do was the Stooges riff, and one of the riffs that he knew was from No Fun. And that's kind of all he knew until but he continued to work. They showed him working really hard, so you got to give him credit, I suppose. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, it's this track here from New York Dolls. Now, it turns out Malcolm McLaren was an early manager of the New York Dolls, and he moved on from them to the Sex Pistols. So he was intimately involved in the genesis of punk. This is Pills from New York Dolls. 1,000 points of light, WMFO.
Yeah. in the head when he was 25. Speed jive, don't wanna stay alive when you're 25. And when you're stealing clothes from Marks and Sparks, and Freddy's got spots from ripping up the stars from his face, funky little boat race. The television man is crazy, same with juvenile delinquent Rex. Oh man, I need TV when I got T-Rex. Oh brother, you can't, I'm a dude man.
Oh, the young dude.
Hey, dude.
Carry the news.
Where are you?
Boogaloo
dude. Stop now.
Carry the news. Oh, the young dude.
I wanna hear you.
Carry the news.
Like a mule, it's a real mean team, but we can love. Oh yes, we can love. And my brother's back at home with his Beatles and his Stones. We never got it off on that revolution stuff. What a drag. Too many snacks. Nah, I drunk a lot of wine and I'm feeling fine. Gotta raise some cap to bed. Oh, is there concrete all around? Or is it?
Yeah.
All right, Jimi Hendrix, Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's, of course, Purple Haze from the Are You Experienced record. Prior to that, Sex Pistols, first time we hear from them tonight. That's the demo of Lazy Sod, which became the track 17. You know, it's funny, I forgot that's how that evolved. I was thinking that they did a separate version of that called I'm a Lazy Sod, and then I realized it was 17, so I forgot that part, which appeared on Never Mind the Bollocks. And prior to that, Mott the Hoople, All Young Dudes, and it was the New York Dolls with Pills starting things off. And so Mott the Hoople is one of the bands that Steve Jones name checks when he's looking, when they put an ad out and say they're looking for a lead singer. He names a bunch of bands, Bowie, of course, Roxy Music, and Mott the Hoople also mentioned. And Hendrix, it's important to get that in there. Of course, that song was played during the show, and of course, Hendrix got his start over in the UK. I think most of the Experience were originally from the UK as well. And so that's what we're doing tonight, is playing songs from the show Pistols, which is on Hulu, and not that I'm selling it or anything. Certainly they don't need my help, but I did watch it this week, and it was pretty good. It was fun, and, you know, I'm not really going to quibble with it. You know, just let it be. As long as it's not, like, a complete aberration of what actually happened, and some people would argue that it was, but I don't think that it was. So it was a good use of my time. And what's funny is I didn't know that Chrissy Hynde was part of that scene. I didn't know that she spent time over there and moved there and was there during the entire scene. And she worked in the Sex boutique that Malcolm and Vivian Westwood owned and operated. And she fell in love with Steve Jones. And I didn't know they had an affair and they dated and all that. And so she was a huge part of the show. I had no idea. And so that was kind of cool. Part of they bonded over music, and of course Chrissy Hynde was a much better guitarist than Steve Jones was. And one song that they bonded over together was this Otis Redding track, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. Let's hear that right now. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes, watching the ships roll in. Then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay, 'cause I've had nothing to live for, and look like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. Like nothing's gonna change, everything still remains the same. I can't do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same. Yes. Sitting here resting my bones, and this loneliness won't leave me alone. This 2,000 miles I roam, just to make this dock my home. Now I'm just gonna sit at the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
Right. be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time. The only time I feel alright is by your side. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time, all day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. All day and all of the night. I believe that you and me last forever.
All right, 1,000 points of IWMFO, and that's Hawkwind with Silver Machine live at the Roundhouse. That's probably one of the only times I've played Hawkwind on this show. So thank you, Pistols, for making it clear to me that I need to be playing Hawkwind. The Kinks before that with All Day and All of the Night, Sex Pistols with Anarchy in the UK. So that was actually their first single, their first song, really, one of their first songs. I guess 17, I guess it was first known, I'm a Lazy Sod. I guess that was really their first song. Anarchy came next, kind of a big jump, well, according to this show that I watched on Hulu this past week. Prior to that, Otis Redding, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay. It's a bit of a hard transition there from Otis Redding to the Pistols. But as I explained, there's relevance to Otis Redding. That was the song that Steve Jones and Chrissie Hynde bonded over. All right, up next, it's Sex Pistols' Body. So this story, as I'm sure most people know, inspired by a woman who wasn't really, was having a tough time. She had an abortion, and she sought out Johnny Rotten and told him the story. And in the show, for some reason, like, she was very persistent. It was not clear why she was so persistent. I mean, the Sex Pistols were just starting to get known. It's not like they were infamous, as they would later become. And Johnny Rotten, he knew that somehow that she had some kind of crazy bad news to kind of, or some crazy story to share, and he was like avoiding her for some reason, and that was unclear as well. So some questions here, but that's nevertheless the next song here tonight, 1,000 Points of Light. This is Bodies from Nevermind the Bollocks.
Where I've been.
What did you do there?
I got high.
What did you feel then?
Well, I cried.
But why the tears then?
Tell you why. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun and listen.
I tell you what I'll do.
What will you
do? I'd like to go there now with you. You can miss out school.
Won't that be?
Why go to learn the words of who?
What will we do there?
We'll get high.
There.
We'll touch the sky.
But why the tears there?
I tell you why.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
I feel inclined to blow my mind. Get hung up, feed the ducks with a bun. They all come out to groove about, be nice and have fun in the sun.
It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful. It's all too beautiful.
It's all too beautiful.